What's up, everyone? I'm DevDog Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Labs, where clients help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable logo in just a moment or a lap of our designs in just a moment. Today's special guest client is a returning client, none other than Chris. Chris, how are
Hey
you?
there. Excellent. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm glad you came, you made it back. So we can
Indeed.
finish the project.
Yes. I hear we're going to be doing some updates to some post-work design that we did from the last show. Is that correct?
Yeah, man. Just to fill everyone else in, like he said, to fill you all in, we were just about there as far as the design, and we had a little bit behind the scenes as far as a little pre-work that we've done, and we're gonna bring you guys on so you guys are gonna catch up with us, and we're gonna start from there. Sounds good?
Sounds great.
Cool. All right, so at this moment, I'm going to you know what? We're not gonna share the screen right away. We're not gonna get right into the design. We're gonna sit
Okay.
down and talk about it, man. I feel like that's what the purpose of this podcast is all about, bro. The more that we talk about what we're doing and break down the psychology of what we're doing, the better we can understand of how to be able to tackle, the goal, which is being able to design you a memorable logo, right?
Sounds good. Yeah, I definitely don't mind that.
All right. Well, so with that said, then, like, where is your company at as of right now? Like, where does the company stand?
So we're not too far back from where we were the last time. We're definitely garnering a little bit more interest and intrigue in the company. So like I said, we were trying to get some more investors to kind of help pull those funds to really push us over the edge.
Okay.
Team members are all locking in place every day. It's slowly but surely changing some minds. Remember, it's transformative, innovative technology solutions, right? So, like, you got to transform how they think about things going into the future so that they can see the solution we're trying to create for them.
Okay.
And I think that's it's working out. It's a slow process, but we're getting there.
I understand that. I mean, hey, like what I said, old habits die hard, right? Is it as they say, right? So it's kind of like you're changing their whole mentality. So,
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
okay, I understand that, man. Like, have you been like noticing any new challenges though, or have you gotten any different results that you've wanted to improve upon or see more of?
Got you. So I would say the biggest hurdle you face when looking for potential investors is not only talking up the product and what it's supposed to be, right? Because these are going to be all new and theoretical things. That's kind of hard to get across to an audience, right? Especially if you want them to help fund your endeavors. So I would say the biggest hurdle is trying to get them to see the vision that we do. And then once they see it, sharing it, right? Being a part of it. So getting them to feel like they're a part of this new wave into the future that we're trying to have crash down the shores of the current reality. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's one of the things that has been the biggest challenge when seeking out the additional assistance that we need to really push ourselves kind of over the edge there.
Well, so like, what kind of like steps have you taken to kind of to change, to meet that challenge? Like you said, it's been challenging. And you saw progress. Like, what steps have you taken to get different results?
So I would say experience is the best teacher, right? The more you do something, the more you get accustomed to it. You find things that work for you, and you start to develop a skill set to be able to handle those challenges and hurdles that you will face along any journey, right? Like every student goes to school, they start a subject. Whether you know something about it or not, you get into the classroom and you're taught, a specific subject. Later on down the road, you're going to have a test on that subject, right? So it kind of depends on like how much work you put in beforehand to study up and gain that knowledge. And so for me, the hurdle was being able to speak to the questions that were being asked of me. But the problem was I didn't know what those questions were exactly until they started being asked, right? So the more and more I've gotten to have conversations with potential people and the ones that have allowed me to kind of come back to them to try to, let them further experience what imaginary text is trying to do, that has gotten a little bit easier. I'm finally fine-tuning that skill set that to be able to speak to our vision and what we're trying to do.
Can you please give me an example of some of them questions? Like maybe some of them questions can unlock some of the answers that we're looking for when it comes to better meeting your target audience when it comes to your design today.
So maybe a little bit that can be kind of tricky, right? So like I said, a lot of them, the ideas are a little bit theoretical.
Okay.
And I don't want to necessarily give that away just yet. I'd rather like to present them when we have more locked in base. So right now, trying to have you understand, right? So doing this, I have had to lean in a bit more with some of the people that will be joining on board with some of the technological ideas that we're trying to push forward. And while they can sound a bit ludicrous at times, you kind of need them to get that there is some substantial proof that we can pull these things off here if we have the resources to do them. So that is the difficulty there. So I understand. And in this moment, like you probably want a little bit more grounded solution about what type of technologies we'd like to move forward going with. But I'd like to hold that off to imaginary tech in the future when we can actually announce it to the world or to a public space.
Well, you kind of make it hard to identify what imaginary tech, is really about simply
Yeah,
by
I've gotten
making it
that a few
so.
times. But like I said, don't focus so much on what we don't know, but is like I said, like the name imaginary. So we're gonna have to play on that maybe a bit more and lead people down the path we want to see there, right? So, right? When you think about anything in, say, sci-fi, for example, you think people knew exactly what an alien spaceship was going to look like, or what contact in any like Star Wars ship or Star Trek ship, what those contact with those species would be, or what those species would look like? You kind of just have to roll with it until we go.
I get what you're saying. It's all made up. Like basically it's up to imagination, like you said. It's imaginary as far as no pun intended. I'm just saying. But as far as aliens and things like that goes, it's literally made up off of based off of what we know to be foreign and what we think is foreign, and it's a mashup of that kind of thing. So I get what you're saying.
Gotcha. Right on.
It's funny that you were talking about like Star Wars and all this kind of stuff. Like imaginary tech definitely gives me that kind of vibe. It gives me that very similar
Yeah, that's what we're
vibe.
going for. We really want to push the envelope on what technologies we have. I guess you could say that. So that's probably where the bigger starting point is for a lot of people to kind of help them stay grounded. But yeah, like I really want to dive into deep space if possible, but like that's crazy projects that we have further down the line once we get some of these more sellable IPs out there that we have kind of cooking up in the lab, if you will.
All right. Well, I'm excited for you, man. Like,
Oh,
literally,
thank you.
I'm honored to be a part of the process, being able to try to bring this vision that you have to light in the public's eye. Like literally right now, the people who are watching, you know, this is coming together as you see it. Yeah. And you know, it's of course it's a process. This is round two for us. So, but sometimes, you know, that's part of the process of designing. It isn't always just the first thing that comes to mind. And also
Yes,
too,
very
you know,
much.
yeah. And also too, you know, like, man, just to let you know, like, it's cool that you're willing to take the opportunity to take the risk to be able to do this with me. Like, because I found as a graphic designer and as an art director, the more input I get from, you know, my viewers and the audience that I'm trying to attract, the better results you get. It's just
Yeah, feedback. Feedback's important.
yes, exactly. But there's no better feedback than right there in the spot. And when we're doing this together, man, that's what we get that instant, like kind of like click, man. It's something special about that. And because of that, man, I think we're gonna go ahead and lead into the next phase of the design process, which is let's go ahead and man, let's get started designing, bro.
All
So
right, I'm ready for the collaboration.
yeah, bro. So look, I was thinking, you know how we do design process of sorry, the design challenge of 10 minutes, and
Okay.
you know, we are gonna stick with how we did last time as far as
Okay.
we're going to further push the envelope of imaginary tech as far as pushing that the shape of the icon, or sorry, the mark that you want for the
Got you,
imaginary.
got you.
You have the topography is there. The topography is there. I feel like it's strong. The color choice is there as well. I feel like we're onto something. We can further push around the boundaries of the color options as well if you want to. Once we finish design, you know, because there's no saying that we have to stay on that color palette. But
Yeah.
I think that the topography itself, though, is pretty strong.
Yes, I definitely concur.
All right, cool. So, let's share the screen with you, man, and let's start the timer for the 10-minute challenge.
See, I'm gonna try to go a little faster than last time.
But hey, that's the thing though, because we've done this already now, it's just naturally good. Hopefully should just, you know, move a little bit faster.
I see. Yeah, that whole learning process I was talking about, experience, the great teacher.
Yeah. There's nothing like that. What do you say? Time is an ultimate teacher. All right, so let me share the screen with you. And everyone who's watching, this is what I was talking about before I started the timer. I just wanted to take a moment to let you know, we was pushing the envelope of what that mark would look like, and this is what we kind of, ooh, this is what we had left off at since the show had ended last time. So we're gonna pick up from off of this kind of plane, off of this kind of silhouette, and further flesh out the ideas. All right. So that with that being said, timer starts now. All right,
All
bro.
right.
Let's get it. So I feel like the shape of this is simple, but the way you were saying about like you wanted that silhouette to be so like abstract that you don't want to be able to know what it is, when we should push that even further and make it even more simpler. You think we can do it?
I don't mind the simplicity of it. I think at this point, the shape I still kind of have in mind is maybe a bit more boxy. Maybe because I still kind of want to play around with that idea we were talking around with the spaceship design, right? And a lot of people think of rockets modernly as rounded and stuff, but when you say look at like a Star Wars TIE fighter, right? Like it's circling the side, but then it's square. Or then if you come over to the Rebel faction, they have ships with like six wings, kind of reminiscent of like a dragonfly or something like
Yeah.
that. But oftentimes you'll see in the Star Wars universe just like transport ships or spaceships that are very like rectangular and then have like sharp trapezoid type shapes in the front of them, right? As like the glass, like a windshield. almost shaped like a car without the wheels, right? Completely flatbed at the bottoms, like an angle for where the glass is, and then like a rear back with different exposure. So, I think I'd like to experiment with maybe going outside of the round shape, the cylindrical shape, and try something a bit more hard line edged, if you will.
I understand. Yeah, I definitely get where you're coming from. It definitely gives you more of a tech feel. Like you said, more feel. I know what you're talking about. So let's do that then, bro. You want to see about jet, using jet some well, I can't even say the word generative. You want to use some AI or do you want to see about playing with shapes ourselves, bro? We pop.
Yeah, I mean, generative AI is kind of the move right now, so we can mess around with that if you like.
Okay, so what are you thinking about as sort of like a prompt? I mean, this is not technically what we do as far as local design, but hey, we are
Okay,
working against the
to try to
clock.
get some different imagery, I see.
Yeah.
So like maybe just I guess plug in some of my keywords, like box shape, spaceship, something. I don't know how descriptive you have to be, or if you just need to like a couple of keywords to let it generate some ideas to start us off.
Let's say, like, you still want, do you want it to be more of do you want it to be a ship, or do you want it to have like more of a gear type of industrial feel, but you just want it to be more hard? Which direction do you want to go? You want to try both?
I feel like if we can squeeze both in the time frame, that might be interesting to have a little compare and contrast.
Okay.
I feel like your image there is a bit more gear based, so we can start there.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Let's go like tech gear tech. Oh, right. Cool. All right, let's go tech gear. Let's go. Let's try. I don't know. You said box. I don't know if I want to say box is the word you want.
Okay, maybe like rectangular or
Let's just do rectangular shape. Rectangular. How you spell rectangular? Rectangular.
I mean, yeah, I think yeah, AR has got to be on the end of there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Rectangular. I was like, hold on a second, bro. I'm having a moment. Rectangular shape. Let's see what comes up. Okay. We still got, we're doing okay as far as time goes. We are using AI, which helps out, man, because we literally
Yeah, I
still.
can already see some variations generating there on your side panel.
What I'm saying, we still got over 5 minutes, so we still got time.
Okay. Oh man, we're
Oh.
already down a half though. Whew.
Yeah, I know. All right, so this is giving you more of a like a boxier shape.
It definitely gave me harder edges in that first one. Kind of looks like a gear rocketing off, and this
Yeah.
one kind of looks like a computer icon, if you will, like something you press.
It does. Did that look too generic for the direction?
I suppose out of the variations that popped forth, maybe the first one, because that one at least gives me an idea of stars or like space, if you will. You know what I mean? Like it plays around with negative space of not being completely filled into a box, but you can tell there is definitely a rectangle shape around those gears based off how the little circles and dots are placed, you know? Like it's in a like a square type hold there.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's an imaginary box shape within the
Yeah,
shape of the.
it lets your mind fill in the shape.
Got you.
Yeah, and I like that idea for imaginary tech, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, we're gonna stay with that for one option then, and then
Okay.
we'll go with another one, bro. At least we got time to be able to play with some other options, and then I'll play with the design of that as well after we finish up the one more shape. The other shape you said you wanted to look into was like a rocket.
Or like a spaceship, maybe might be a better way to place it to see if it will generate something a bit more varied.
So you want like a sci-fi space rocket ship?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can type in sci-fi space, whatever. We can really see if we can get it to push the envelope. Oh, it's a
The NY,
SCI.
the
Yeah,
SCI,
sci.
baby.
Yeah,
Like,
sci-fi. Yeah.
what? I knew I'm spelling something wrong. So if I
Yeah,
click.
the I off after, next to the Y. Science. Sci-fi. No, I think it's just, yeah, like that. Yeah.
Okay, sci-fi.
Yeah. I
What
don't know
would
if you need to space it, though. Maybe you do. I'm gonna have to
absolutely.
look. I feel like I'm getting tripped up here.
What was the word you said? Sci-fi. You said you want a rocket ship. You said.
Or just a sci-fi spaceship. Spaceship, well, I think would be the best thing to probably put in there.
Spaceship. Taking off. Let's go. Sci-fi spaceship. Let's see what we're coming up with. All right. Oh man. Now we really are pushing it for time. We got 2.5 minutes left.
Yeah, this time flies. Yeah, when you get we start getting wordy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you got to though, because the
Yeah.
more descriptive you are, the better AI is, and that's how even when it comes to design, like I told you, the more we talk about it, the better you can get more precise of what you're looking for. But you got to spend the time to do it, and well, you only got 10 minutes, so this will be coming up.
Yeah, so I see that it definitely embraced more spaceships. The issue I have is they're very round UFO-ish, and that's what I kind of want to get away from. I don't want things to feel necessarily alien, if that makes sense, just something that maybe someone couldn't have thought up. But I feel like the first image out of those variations are probably, at least it looks like a rocket ship as you've been tossing out there.
Put in here tech spaceship. Let's see if
Tech spaceship, yeah.
that makes a difference. Kind of gives you like more of a geometric shape. Maybe it might. At least that will give you more of a harder edge to get more of a geometric shape. Yeah, see, I like the first one right off the back. It's giving you more geometric, but
Not
still.
too bad. Yeah. It's definitely very clear. It gives clear rocket ship vibes.
Yeah,
This is a bit
definitely.
better, yeah, than the other ones.
All right, bro, we're in the last minute. So, which direction do you want to go with? You want to go with the
I
rocket?
think the gear shape was probably going to be the direction you want to go with, because I feel like those are too hard on to a design, if that makes sense.
No, you
We
absolutely.
want them to kind of fill in the blank, as I was saying earlier.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, I think we need to get rid of that. Let's change the color so it matches.
Matches, yeah, I see.
Let's make sure we're selecting the right spot. Yes, we are. Use the eyedropper tool. No, we don't want that crazy outline on it, though. Hold on a second.
The stroke,
Yeah,
yes.
this was making it look like that. Okay, there we go. There we go, bro. So we got that. We got, oh, shoot. 1 second. That's time, man. I mean, you kind of see that we was already going in that direction based off of how we did it.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, the circle versus the straight on like gear piece shape, which is a definitely more recognizable generally. Yeah, the man, we're definitely in the right direction. But we might have to stretch open that time past 10 minutes. I think 10 minute window might be too tight.
It's too tight to do that complex of a design. I will say that. With that being said, let's take a moment, bro, and let's break this down and let's see, what it's gonna look like. Which one would you rather prefer? Would you rather see how this shape looks more with it, or would you rather see how this gear looks more with it?
I kind of want to try the newer gear, but just making sure that we match up the outline of the gear. Like it has like a almost like a bluish hue to its line there. Like I'd really like to see the black line, the hard bold that we kind of have, instead of that grayish blue vibe that it's giving off right now.
We understand, bro. We're definitely gonna make sure it matches with it. Let's do that right now. Good call. And not to say that I wasn't gonna do that, but I'm glad you said something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no worries. I definitely get it.
Yeah, you see how it pops all back right away. Now, you know what? Let's do something, bro. If you're gonna
Okay.
do this, I'm gonna go ahead and let's design, bro. Let's design. All right,
Yeah.
so
Let's see
look.
what Def does.
Well, hey, bro. You know, we've been doing this for a while, and we know what we're talking about, and we appreciate you having faith and trust in us to know to design this for you today, man. So let's do this. I see how this is actually breaking this up into like one whole bunch of pieces.
Yeah, like the group on the it's layered for the
Yeah,
vector art.
I could have did this myself, but since we already got this, let's stick with to what we're doing. I don't want to seem like I'm venturing off. I'm going to fix what we have done to make it look really nice, and I think you're going to be happy with what we come up with.
Okay.
So, with that being said, let's do it this way. Let's quickly go in here and select all of these real quick. Oh, all right. So, we're gonna use the direct selection tool to go ahead and select all this white area. Get rid of all that. So that's gonna be just now just one solid color. And then from there, what I'm gonna do is play with like the outline, this like the stroke and all that kind of
Okay.
thing. So let's say we got this. Oh, actually, let's say we got this and we want it to be this color right there. Let's get rid of the stroke again. Okay, so we see that's how it looks. Let's put the stroke back on there, but let's make it now. Let's build. Let's go, I don't know, bring it down to something like that. I feel like that's a nice. No, it needs to be a little bit bolder than that because you see how the weight it needs to match
Okay.
the. Please give your input, man, as well, though. Like, you know, I
I'm
know.
kind of just trying to let the master go to work, you know? Let's see
Yeah.
what we got there.
Sure, sure, sure.
But I see what you're saying with the weight of the gear shape to kind of match the bow stroke of the imaginary tech type.
Exactly. You want that. You want it to be in harmony. You don't want it to feel like one is it belongs to enough family. It's all got to be a system. So, let's keep this in unison. I think. What do you think about this whole middle part, bro? I don't think you really need it. Do you want to keep it like
So I get that that was trying to show like a gap. So maybe make the grayish blue color kind of black in like the stroke and see if that does anything. And if it doesn't, we can just scrap it, right?
you can definitely do that. I mean, I know it's the black. I'm definitely gonna change the color. I'm not talking about the color, but I'm just talking about the shape and overall. Like, do you really feel like you need it to be able to understand what's going on? I feel like you don't. I feel like you just could
I
just.
see what you're saying.
Yeah, like you could just have, you could literally just it be, hold on. It could just be that. As in, leave it up to your imagination, you fill in the middle.
Yes and no. We I do get that it's a gear, right? Yeah, but I definitely feel like I want something in that space looking at it visually. You know what I mean?
Got you.
It doesn't necessarily have to be, it can be simplified, like a just solid color. But I feel like right now looking at that, it's like a white sheet of paper and I need to put something in there. You know what I mean?
Well, see, here's the thing, though. I get what you're saying, and I agree with you. I was just messing with you just to see what you were gonna say. However,
Yeah.
I will say this: white space is important, bro. So don't
Yeah,
think
yeah. The
because,
negative space, definitely.
well, no, not just negative space, white space in general on a page or anything. You need space to be able to let the what your eye to be able to draw into what's important and what to be able to differentiate what you read and things like that. So white space is important. So that's what that basically would do, is kind of creates that separation, that that depth.
Indeed.
All right, so I don't know what just happened that I ended up changing it back for some reason, but do you, what do you, how do you feel about these extras? I mean, do you really feel like you need them?
I think we're definitely going to need something. I don't know if it's necessarily those, I guess, circles or dots or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
But if we just put the gear in place of what you've already designed, I'm not sure I'm sold on that visually, if that makes sense.
Don't know why
Because
not.
like going back to your original design there in the imaginary, even like you have like a bigger center core with kind of like shapes going around it, you know?
True, I get what you're saying. So you're saying just the gear itself doesn't make it, but doesn't the gear in relationship to the type, wouldn't that be like the turning, like the driving factor, like the kind of the
I mean,
glue as opposed to.
the ultimate thing is experience, right? Why don't we just put it there and see, and then what we like more.
Okay, I got you. Let's do that then. Let's do that. I like how you're thinking. Like, I'm thinking that off the back of the top of my head, but you're right. The best way to see if it's gonna work or not is to actually do it. So let's do that. Let's I think though we should at least get rid of these bigger ones, bro.
Sure, no issues there.
And then hold on a second. Let's I'll make that background. There we go. Get rid of that. That. And that. There we go. Now we got something. Okay. So, because we got rid of those, I feel like it does breathe a little bit better. Let's play with, like you said, I think like it's gonna work out, bro. Let's figure it out, though. Let's find out right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to copy this on down here. And I feel like the placement for like for the mark was actually at a good spot. What do you think?
I actually don't mind it there as well. I think it's also not a bad look.
Cool. Now, everyone I know, we definitely didn't meet the challenge, so please don't get mad at us for going further, keep designing. We can't help it. We're trying to actually really design a memorable logo, even though we didn't meet the challenge. We are really here to try to help the client reach their goal, which is come up with a great looking logo at the end of the day. And further on, continue pushing the envelope when it comes to building their brand. That's what we're all about. And I appreciate, like I said, our special guest once again, Chris,
Thank you. Thank
speaking
you.
as, what it's like firsthand being a client and also just being a colleague as well, as a fellow creative person, our minds coming
Thank you.
together, it's important, to acknowledge that, and I appreciate you, bro.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, so I think it still needs to be a little bit more bolder. You see how it doesn't really match the
The
boldness.
thickness, yeah,
Yeah. And because of that, I don't think it needs this other little thoughts, man. I feel like it's they're just kind of readers is what purpose do they serve? I mean, can you give me a reason like why what reason to keep them?
just break things up visually, but I mean, hey, you can always hit the undo button.
Can. I mean, when it comes to design, I know we're also designing based off of what we like, but when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, it's really, about what the client, I'm sorry, what the customer is going to view. And, I think they would be happy, man, with something more along the lines of something like that. And then we're going to play with, like I said, once again, well, hold on. I think the hold on. We're just about right as far as the shape, the sizing of it, and everything, bro. I think we're just about there, literally.
Okay.
Literally. Like the relationship, the spacing, and everything is pretty strong. And I figured out something too. I think we talked about white space, right? I think it looks better with some white in the middle, though. Honestly, it will give it more balance, but we're gonna find out in just a moment. So there's that, and we said we're gonna play with the stroke a little bit more. Let's see how that looks.
I definitely feel like that matches more.
Yeah, I think it's just about there, but it's still not just it's just not there all the way yet. Hold on. We're cooking, man. We're cooking. Dinner is almost done. I don't think we need to go that high. That looks way too much. Turn down the fire. All right. So, how about there? I think that's it right there, bro. Chris, what do you think? That's it.
I definitely think it does fill in the way the words do as well. Yes, I believe you have nailed the spacing on that.
And then also too, bro, you notice too, the shaping of it gives you that brown
It
and
does.
hardness of the shapings of the actual texture as well. If you notice,
Indeed. A little combination of both.
Yeah, it kind of like insinuates, that I feel like, when it comes to the design, if you're still up to it, man, after this podcast is over, we should really sit down and I would actually draw this out and finish this up for you. But like, I feel like we're onto something. We really are.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, let's see with the whole word how it looks.
Okay. Do you want to see what the black, or you want to see with the white first?
We can just stick with black. Not
Okay.
gonna hurt for now.
All right, so this is what it looks like, bro. Imaginary tech.
I actually kind of do like the gear space a little bit better than the like just something about the harder edge too. When I
Yeah.
look at the words imaginary tech, like they do kind of have that combination of soft and hard, if you will. So that gear piece fits better because it blends soft and hard as well.
Yeah, well, I agree. I agree. I agree. And then like the spacing in there fits in there, kind of like gels in there enough.
Yeah.
Now, if anything, what you could do is, if you want to, you could even play with this whole with this mark later on to play with it and make patterns out of it. You could even do it like maybe even make other
Yeah, add
images
more. I
out
was
of
kind of
it.
thinking around the
Exactly.
logo.
You could play, you can even continue
But now that I kind of
touch
see
it.
it in play, it almost looks a little flower-like right now. Like little flower petals. I don't know. That's the next vibe it gives me off in my head mentally. I'm not sure if I like that imagery.
Is it? I mean, I beg to differ. What do you all think, audience? You know, everybody's watching. Like, our client thinks it looks a little flowery, but I don't think so. I think it definitely has the hardness enough to give it the gear edge, and it.
Maybe if we keep it at two, but if you start to put more on there, it's definitely going to give like decorative petals almost
True.
around
You,
it.
I
Yeah.
see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. You're right. It definitely gives it more decorative the more you put it on there.
Yeah, the more we add, so like if I feel like this may be the hard limit, because those look like the gears of the word imaginary tech at the moment.
Okay. Let's get rid of it though. Like I said, that's how it would look. And let's just see how it would look with the white so you can see what I was talking about.
Okay.
Put it next to it. Well, actually, I'm gonna put it next down below. So you see that one, and then you're gonna see the subtle change with the white, just to see how much of a difference it makes. Now, because of that, I definitely feel like it needs to have a stroke on it, doesn't it? Yes, I like it.
Yeah, I could see
Yeah.
that. I definitely felt like something was missing. It does
That
give
was
the impression, though, that it is more hollow instead of a whole
unreal.
spot there
Exactly.
because of the everything else around it. But yeah, probably a thinner black stroke around there might work. Actually, that doesn't look too bad either. Yeah, that does work.
I feel like that one is where you want to be more.
It definitely pops. It stands out more with the white there because it gives it like a center, a focal point once you actually like dial into that shape.
Correct, correct, correct. Now, I just noticed I would play with the placement just a little bit more. Maybe placement is important, man. It is critical. Nope, not there. I feel like there it is. That's where it needs to be. It was a little bit off. Now it's in the right spot. See the difference in the balance and how it.
Yeah, it definitely. I see the spacing seems more even
Yeah.
around the like it's definitely centered. I guess it's probably the better way to phrase that
Correct. Yes.
between that grouping of letters.
All right. Cool, man. Like. This is like a process that, like, you can continue to keep pushing it, keep pushing it, keep pushing, right? And there's no right or wrong to say this is the way it has to be. But at the same time, though, at some point, you got to get to a point where you feel comfortable. And I feel like this is a comfortable place to say, hey, this is a solid logo. What do you think?
I thought we were moving there before, but I see even with the just the minute adjustment in a smaller shape does make it stand out more to me, looking at it comparatively to what it was before we got to this end point. So yeah, I definitely feel you that process it's moving up. Slowly, level by level, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Did you want to go further with college options, or do you want to end right here?
I think here is a good stopping point for now. Yeah. I think we've got on, we've moved up, we've evolved, you know what I mean? So I definitely don't mind calling it at the moment.
Okay. Well, hey, you know how, since you didn't meet the challenge, bro, you still gotta pick, you know, what it's gonna be on as far as a mock. So now that we've updated, it's gonna look a little bit different on a mock-up, but I need you to choose from, you know, the three different numbers between 1 and 6 so we can, you know, see how it's gonna look.
Let's go with 5.
Three different numbers.
Oh, 3 numbers?
Three. I need all three at one time.
Oh, okay. Ooh, 156.
1, 5, 6. All right. So, as always, bro, I give you the option to be able to choose, you know, to ch change your mind. I'm not going to persuade you. However, let you know, there has been a little bit of change, though, to the rules now.
Okay.
When it comes to picking the mock-ups, I'm going to not only allow you to be able to change your mind if you want to, but also I'm going to show you each one individually anyways, regardless if one of them is the oops or not. So just letting you know.
Okay.
So you will get a chance to see some mock-ups regardless, just letting you know. But I
All
would
right.
rather you be able to pick all the right ones, bro. All
Got you.
right. So, with that being said, bro, you said what numbers again?
1, 5, and 6.
Are you sticking with those?
I mean, it's kind of hard with the out additional information. If we think we need to change or not, because that only really leaves 2, 3, and 4. And it was just like literally the opposite half. So I think I'll just hold with 1, 5, and 6, and hopefully we'll work out for the best this time.
Sounds good. Well, hey man, like I said, I'm not going to here to persuade you, so we're gonna go with number one, which you know, oopsie does it, you know. Hey man, you should love to pick the
Apparently.
oopsies. You said 1, 3, and 5, right?
5 and 6 were the other two.
My memory is at all over the place. My bad. 1, 5, and 6. All right. So number 5, we're gonna put you on some craft beer, bro. Yeah. Well, you're working on long, hard days, bro. You gotta unwind some kind of way.
I see, I see.
Let's see how you go. Hey, at least your color palette, you know, is pretty much right there on, you know, on target. Let's see how it looks, man. Imaginary tech. So we are gonna stick with the one with the white hollowed out, correct? This
Yes.
final. All right. Cool, bro. All right. So imaginary tech. Craft beer coming to the Hey man, nice.
That's something.
Oh,
Maybe, maybe one day.
man, look at you. It fits in there lovely too.
definitely fills that space.
Look, nice. Get your logo on there, nice and bold, so you know. People can recognize you wherever you go, bro. You know what I'm saying? All right. Last but not least, drum roll, please. All right. No drum roll, please. All right. No problem.
I mean, I tried. I guess it wasn't loud enough for the mic to pick it up.
It's all good, bro.
Oh, a menu.
Yeah, man. So you got your imaginary tech menu, bro. You know, I'm going to be serving up, but hey. It looks like you got a Freaky Friday kind of thing going on over here. So, Gonna grab that, and we're gonna place your logo on your menu, saw. Oh, so it seems like you serve up different horoscopes.
Indeed.
Oh, interesting.
And all at affordable rates. I like it.
Hey, man. Imaginary tick. Hey. Man, that fits right on in there. Just.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good logo. It's well designed, apparently.
Yeah. Next time when we meet the challenge, or I won't even say meet the challenge, because at this point, I feel like we've already established that 10 minutes is not enough time, man. And I feel like the demonstration has been
It
that,
is quite tight, yeah.
yeah, for a logo like this, it is definitely pretty tight. But I do think that we did create a memorable logo. So we didn't meet the challenge as far as the time frame, but we did make a memorable logo, I feel like, though, bro.
I
But
agree.
I don't know what the kind what the comments are gonna say, but hey, at the end of the day, man, I'm happy that you are happy with the logo that we came up with. And you are also able to see how it comes up looking on some real stuff, It was unfortunate that we couldn't finish it in time, because then I would have been able to say, hey, let's see how it was looking on your choice of something, then you can really see how it looks on something that you really want to see. But if we've worked on this further off camera, we still can do that though. So that's always time for that.
Gotcha. All right.
All
It's
right.
been a pleasure.
Yeah. Hey. I want to take this time to be able to make some announcements, but also I want to take this time to give you the floor, man, because you're a special guest, and tell people more about yourself. What else you got going on, man? Where they can find you? More things you got going. Please, this is not all about me. This is about death, and this is about the community that we serve.
So for imaginary tech,
I mean, talk about imaginary tech, any other things you got going on, bro. This is like I said, we're all about helping each other as far as building brands here, and we're all about branding. And like I said, I'm giving you the floor to be able to tell me more about what you got going on and share with the world.
okay. The in well if you guys would like to follow a gaming sphere, you can definitely follow at twitch.tv/zerothemagic0 for as an audience and to just delve into a variety of games. We don't really stick to any particular type of genre. That's just the genre at the moment.
Okay, all right, yeah. Hey, I support you, man, and I'm gonna look into it myself. So you guys said it. Follow him and look into his Twitch channel, and stay engaged with us as here at Death. This is another episode of Designing Last. Once again, thank you to our special guest client, Chris. Until next
Thank you.
time. Peace!
Designing, designing.